Good morning. The past 3 weeks, we've gone through the sugya of Micah, the isser of lo sasim dam beveisacha and lo sisa Micah, to make sure that you don't have any dangerous areas in your house. Today we will, emirta Hashem, begin the new sugya, the sugya of Bar, but I'd like to go back for one moment. On the way into this year, I was talking to someone, and he was describing to me about the anti-Semitic inspectors in a certain place that had gone and shut down a yeshiva, that apparently there were some safety violations, and they closed down the school. So he had a question about certain chesh mitzvah shaila, but I told him that, quite frankly, if the Beis Din was in charge of the town zoning, probably the first thing they would do is actually send around inspectors to every yeshiva and every moysid, and make sure they're up to snuff. The Sefer Chassidim, in Simon Aleph Nun Aleph, writes that when a person is building a house and he's putting in the locks, he has to make sure that all the doors, you can always open them from the inside. The lock, the people are never locked in. Because chas v'shalom, if there's a fire and there's no way a person cannot get out easily, it's a sakana. He's over the isser of lo sasim dam beveisacha. So I don't know of why there should be a heter, why a moisid should be different. And if it's not up to code, if it's a safety issue, then the inspector's right. It's a lav doi reis of lo sasim dam beveisacha, and I don't know of any heter simply because it's a yeshiva bacher. Now, as a limud zchus, to say perhaps why, the person who asked the question, perhaps the limud zchus is that we learned, the Gemara Mefureshes, that the asisa maika l'gagacha, there's a chiyuv to have a railing around the roof of your house. However, the Gemara in Cholin says that darshin v'esacha de lafuke, there's no chiyuv to build it in a bate knesius or bate midrashos. If you have a shul or a base medrash, the iser of the nechiv to build a ma'iko does not apply. So chayr, perhaps you can say that therefore all safety issues about the kinesius or about the midrashos are not subject to the chiv of a ma'iko. However, that being said, although the Shita's Rashi seems to be like that, because it is not owned privately, it's owned by the public at large, everyone in the world has the rights to it, it's a public institution, therefore it is not chayiv in the din of Asisa Michael Gagacha. Nevertheless, Dvar Avram pointed out that l'halacha k'mat, all of the poskim do not follow that reason. They learn the reason why Beis Medrash or Bate Knesios are exempted is because it is not a Beis Dira. People do not live there. When you live in a house, then you use the roof. It is a sakana. A Beis Medrash, a shul, people come to learn, to daven. They are not hanging around doing their laundry on the roof, and therefore, as a practical matter, it is not a sakana. So in Cain, we do not have any heter to expose people in a sakana in a shul. It's only a practical vart that usually it's not a danger, but if it is a danger, then avad the regular gedorim of losasim and v'sisa Michael would apply, and there is absolutely no difference between a private house and a moisid. Okay, now that I got that off my chest, we can start the recording. So, until now, the discussion of in Hilchos Ma'ika involved an isser v'heter. There's an isser to have a dangerous area in your house, and if you do not build a railing, you leave the danger. There's a lav d'oraisa. This is a question of isser. When it comes to dine mamonos, when it comes to liability, they already, as we're going to see, the halachos are very different. Now, as we've discussed many times, normally if a person is a mazik, if he causes damage. So we know Adam Ul Olam, person is responsible for any damage that he caused. Shoigig, Mezid, Oynis, Ratzain, even if it's an accident, even if it's an Oynis to a degree, still a person is responsible for the damage that he causes. That being said, we've discussed many times that Adam Hamazik is generally talking about a direct damage. You take a brick, you lob it through someone's window, you're a Mazik, you're responsible to pay for the damage. If the damage is indirect, you just do something that somehow, in the Hishtalshus HaDvarim, it causes someone to suffer a loss. There already, there's a sugya of Grama and Garmi. And unless the damage is very direct, unless it's immediate, it's Bari Hezeka, again, Machlokas Rishayim, exactly what the parameters are, but unless it is very direct. There generally is no chiv bidei adam. There generally is no chiv to pay because you're not adam hamazik unless it's your direct action that caused the damage. When a person digs a bar, person digs a ditch, goes into the street, digs a big hole in the Rishus HaRabim, someone else comes by, drives his car, falls into the pit, damn it, totals the car, the person gets hurt. So can you be l'chayro in such a case? It is not really Adam HaMazik. You didn't directly hurt the person. You haven't directly totaled the car. You set it up. You set the trap, if you will. You dug the ditch. But it's the person who actually came along, didn't notice the ditch, fell in. It's his actions that really finished it or caused the damage at the end of the day. And therefore, in Hilchos Garmi, it's certainly not Adam. It's not going to be Adam HaMazik. You're not going to be liable directly for your actions. So although it is not Adam HaMazik, we do know there's a concept of Mamon HaMazik. If a person has a shor, a person has an ox, or he has a pet that goes ahead and is Mazik someone else, whether it's Shane, Regal, Karen, whatever it may be, you're responsible to watch your mom. And if your mom does something, if you don't watch it, you don't guard it, and it goes ahead and causes damage to someone else, there's a chiyuv of a mom hamasik. Now, many of you, I'm sure, are learning in Daf Yomi. You've just started Bava Kama. So if you learned the Arba Avos Nezikin, so the Shor, Bar, Mava, and Heva, so one of them is Bar. If you dig a bar, if you dig a pit, and someone falls in, or a Shor falls in, and gets damaged, so you're chayiv not because of Adam hamasik, not because you are considered a person who caused the damage. For that, that's not a garmi, it's too indirect, you're going to be off the hook. However, it is mamon hamazik. When you dig a ditch, even though it's middle of the street, it's not private property, nevertheless, similar to chametz, when you dig a ditch, the Torah is mechayev, it is the equivalent of your mamon. You have ownership, if you will, of the obstacle that you created. And therefore, the Torah is mechayev you, a person is responsible for the damage that's caused. Something falls into the pit, you're responsible to pay for the damage. Now, because we're dealing with Mamon HaMazik and not Adam HaMazik, there's a tremendous nafkamina l'halach. By Adam HaMazik, if you go over to someone and you punch him in the nose, so you're Adam HaMazik, you have to pay. What do you have to pay? So we know there are five different types of it. There's Nezek, Tzar, Ripoy, Shabbos, and Baishas. You have to pay for the actual loss, the fact that his value went down. You have to pay for the pain that you've caused him. You have to pay for the embarrassment. You have to pay for his doctor bills. And you have to pay for the lost work, the fact that he's at home recovering. These hezekers, these chiyuvim, are only by Adam HaMazik. When you're dealing with a Mamon HaMazik, if you're pet, you have a pit bull, it goes out and it hurts someone. So although it's Mamon HaMazik, you're responsible to pay for the damage. You only pay for Nezek. You only pay for the actual damage, the loss in value that the person suffered. However, when you're dealing with Tzar or Boishas, you're dealing with the fact that he's embarrassed or the pain that he suffered from the attack, that is an exclusive chiyuv to Adam HaMazik. It does not apply to Mamon HaMazik. So Im Kain, if you dig a bar, you dig a pit in the middle of the street, person comes by, drives by, and gets seriously damaged, your chiyuv would be limited to hezek, it would be limited to the actual damage that you've caused. You would certainly not have to pay for the boishas or for the tsar, because this is not Adam HaMazik we're dealing with Mamon HaMazik, with the chiyuv of bar. Now, Shevis and Ripoy, it could be is a little bit Yesh Lodan about the Nesivus and Simin Shin Gimel, but again, that's not for now. But Boishas and Tsar, certainly there will be no Chiyuv because it is not Adam HaMazik. Now, although when a person has in his house, if he has a roof, he does not put a fence, it's a Sakana, he's over the Isser of Losasim Dam Vesacha, is there an Isser to dig a bar in Rishus HaRabim? Now, if you do it and someone gets hurt, you'll have to pay. The Torah certainly says there's a chi of mamon. What about an isser? Are you being over an isser by digging a bar, by digging a pit in Rishus HaRabim? So there's a fascinating Mishnah Lamelech in Perek Beis and Hilchos Ritzeach, and Mishnah Lamelech is talking about the concept of ein shliach l'dvar aveira. Normally, if you send a shliach to do the shliach shaladam kamoisa, if you ask someone to do something on your behalf, there's a concept of shlichus. And when the shliach does it, it's as if you did it. The exception is ein shliach l'dvar aveira. You tell someone to do to be over an Isser, if he goes ahead and is over the Isser, he cannot blame you. He cannot say, what do you want from me? I'm just following orders. I'm a shliach. The halacha is, there's no ein shliach l'dvar avera, and the shliach is liable, and not the mishaleach. The Mishnah Melech is discussing whether this concept of ein shliach l'dvar avera is limited to Isurim d'oraisa, or whether it applies to an Isser d'rabbanan as well. Zogt the Mishnah Melech, I'll bring you a raya. The Gemara that we had this morning talks about digging a bar, having when you have two shutfim, two people who are shutfim in a bar. And the Gemara is discussing how can you have a case where they're shutfim in a bar. So the Gemara suggests perhaps two people hired a third person to dig a bar, and he dug it as a shliach for both of them, and therefore this pit that they have here is owned by shutfis. There are two people who are liable for it. That's a case of shutfis. Gemara says, no, can't be. Ein shliach l'dvar avera. If you ask someone or instruct someone to dig a bar for you in the street, ein shliach l'dvar avera, and therefore the person that dug it is liable, not the people who gave the orders. Zok the Mishnah l'melech. This case, he says, digging a bar in a rishus harabim is an issur d'rabbanan. And still the Gemara says, ein shliach l'dvar avera. So we have a proof from, we have a raya from here that ein shliach l'dvar avera applies even though it's only an issur d'rabbanan. So what's very clear from the Mishnah Melech is that digging a bar in the middle of the street is not an issur d'oraisa. It's a takana d'rabbanan, and that's it. You're not over an issur d'oraisa. Now, although the Mishnah Melech says this as a davar pashut, most of the achrayim argue, the Noda Behuda and Kameh Ben Ezer Simen and Beis, the Meshech Chochma and Pashas Kedoshim, the Marsham, and others all argue, and they say no. They say that you're over an Isser Doraisa by digging a bar. What's interesting is, what Isser are you over? What Isser are you over? So here we have quite a number of different pshatim. One pshat that's suggested is the Isser of Losas and Dam Bevesecha. Just like if you have in your private house, you have a bar, where you have a roof that does not have a railing. So you're over a lav d'oraisa. What's the lav? The lav is Losas and Dam Bevesecha. You're exposing people to danger. So the same way, if on the roof of your house you have a dangerous area, you're over a lav. Hu hadin, if in the middle of the street you make it, it's actually a kol shkein, where there's a rabim, where there are many people passing by, you're exposing many of them to danger. There as well, this issur d'oraisa will apply. Now it's a chiddush, and what they're saying is that although it says l'sazen d'abim b'veisecha in your house, we're saying it's lav dafka. B'veisecha is only because at your house you have your obligation to dig to put a fence around it. However, what we're saying now is that it really applies even in a street. In a street, normally in yochid doesn't have responsibility to go ahead and fix everything up. It's mutal on the tzibur. But if you dig the bar, if you dig the ditch, there we're saying you're over yisur d'oraisa. Now the other chiddush is that Pashtus Lesas and Dam Veisecha is talking about a case where there's a lethal danger. You have a roof. Someone that falls off the roof can very likely be killed. So there's an Isser of Lesas and Dam Veisecha. On the other hand, if you have a low porch, it's less than 10 tzvachim, where there's no threat to anyone's life, it's just a question of hezek, there already the mashmoyis of most Rishonim is the Isser of Lesasim does not apply. And so what that means is, if the makar of the isser of digging a bar b'shus rabim is loisasim, it would only apply to a bar of yotzvachim. It would only apply to a bar that can actually kill someone. Masha enkein, a bar which is not quite as deep, can only be mazik someone. There, the isser will not apply. Yes, so the Shulchan Aruch Rav explains that the Kelev Ra is that we're afraid that a lady who's expecting will be scared, and because of that there'll be a miscarriage, and because it's Taka Chashash Misa. Now we pointed out, I think 2 weeks ago, the Chinuch and the Aruch HaShulchan both say apply the Yisr even to Mazik. So you do find there is such a Shitza, but other Rishonim when bring it down, that discuss it, all talk about it in the context of Misa. So this is the first suggestion. You're over the Isser of Loisasan Dam Veisecha because you're exposing other people to risk. The second suggestion is Chariz Mufurish Pasuk. Lifnei Iver Loisitei Mechshel. You have an Iver, you have a blind person. You put a mikshol, you put a stumbling block in front of them, they fall down. That's a mefurish pasuk. You know, it's a lavda, it's a lavda raisa. So if you dig a bar in the streets where you have a person, people walk by, they're busy thinking and learning, they don't notice that they fall in. So therefore, perhaps you're over the isser of lifnei iver lo yisitein mikshol. Now the chiddush here is, and the reason why this is not so pashut, is that the Moinei HaMitzvahs, when they discuss the Yisr of Lifnei Iver L'Sitei Mikshol, they all explain it, or if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, what's the Yisr of Lifnei Iver L'Sitei Mikshol? Giving someone an Eitzah Sheino Higenis. You give someone bad advice, you give them just a, they come to you, they turn to you for advice about something, and you give them bad advice, then Eitzah Sheino Higenis, that is the Yisr of Lifnei Iver. The other case is you help someone be over an Isser. Lifnei Iver, L'Sitei Mikshol, you enable someone to be over an Isser. So that's Lifnei Iver. The Mefarshim do not discuss the simple case where there's a blind person walking down the street and you trip him. So what many Achronim explain is that this, the Pasuk Lifnei Iver, L'Sitei Mikshol is not Kipshutai. It is not talking about the physical or the literal case where you trip a blind person. It's talking about giving someone Eitzah Sheino Higenis. And therefore, digging a bar L'Chayra would not be over the Isser of Lifnei Iver, and according to the Zachroinim, that Lifnei Iver is Lav Davka. The Yad Ramah in Lo Yachbar, besides Lifnei Iver, he says the second, another Makar for the Isser Mazdik is from Yahavta Recha Kamoicha. We know Yahavta Recha Kamoicha, you have to treat your friends like yourself. And therefore, the same way you're not very interested in being hurt, being damaged. So the Hafta Reichot, it says, requires you to treat other people the same way, and therefore being mazik them would be usher as well. The last mahalach is from Hashavas Aveda. We all know if you're walking down the street and you see there is an Aveda, someone lost something, so you have a chiyuv to go ahead, pick up the item and return it. There's an Isser of L'Suchu L'Salim. If you walk by and you allow it to get lost and allow it to get destroyed, you're over an Isser D'Oraisa. And there's a mitzvah Aseh to go ahead and proactively take it, find the owner and return it to him. So certainly if the Torah is makbid, that when a person's about to suffer a loss, nothing to do with you, it's just he dropped it on his own, you have an obligation to go ahead, pick up the item, track down the owner, return it to him, safeguard him from suffering any loss, then kolshkein v'kolshkein, you can't go ahead, dig a bar, or put someone in a situation where you're causing him a loss. So therefore, a kal v'chomer from Hashavas Aveda would be makar for the Isser Mazik. Now, in Shuv, even the Magid Mishnah, l'chomer is not, the Mishnah Melech is not coming to say that there's nothing wrong with being Mazik, your friend. L'chomer, the Pshah, the Mishnah Melech is that he agrees that if you go ahead, And you're mazik mam chavera, you take a match, you burn someone's house down. L'chayr the magid, the mishnah, he's masking. There's going to be an isser d'oraisa. What is l'chayr? What he's learning is that when you're digging it, when your person digs a bar b'shus harabim, who says someone will fall in? In fact, when there's a bar, you know, there are potholes all over the place. Every winter there are potholes. And although occasionally people will go ahead and bust their tire or bust their rims, people are usually careful. They walk around it. They avoid it. Very often, hezek does not happen. So the pshat over, when he says that it's derabanan, he's not coming to say that there's nothing wrong with being mazik, your friend. What he's coming to say is, digging a bar, which is a potential that now in the future, maybe tomorrow, someone will go by, he won't notice and will have a hezek, that he says in this derabanan. But avada, if you do something which is directly a mazik biyadayim, there he'd agree for whatever the makar is, but the various psukim, the various makaris that are quoted by different rishonim, different achrayim, he's certainly masking to. There's an isser mazik. His point is only when it's a suffix, when it's not direct, and it may or may not happen. There already holds that as an isser drabonon. There you do not have an isser deraisa. So be that as it may, the chiyuv of bar, as we pointed out, is mamon hamazik, it's not adam hamazik. Therefore, the chiyuv is only for direct hezek. Nevertheless, although it's not adam hamazik, still many of the isser mazik will probably apply depending on which svar it is. The Shavas Aveda certainly does certainly would apply. L'sasin dam v'esachu as well. But again, it'll depend on which mahalach you're going with. Now, the chiddush of bar is, as besides for the fact that it's not adam hamazik, you're not doing it directly, But even in Mamon Hamazik, normally when you have a shar, so your shar, your animal goes ahead and does the entire damage. It goes ahead, it finds the fruits, and it goes ahead and eats it. It tramples on something, it's Karen, Regel, Shane, or even Aish, whatever it may be. Bar is a chiddush in the sense that bar is passive. You dug the pit, all you did is made the hole. The person comes along and stumbles into it. He's the one that fell into it, he's the one that walked into it, and that's how the actual damage occurred. That is the hezek of bar. Now, interestingly enough, to be chayav for bar, you're only responsible when it was your fault, and the person or the thing that fell in was not also negligent in falling in the bar. So, for example, the Gemara says that if a shor falls into a bar, if it falls into a pit, middle of the day, you know, you dig a ditch in the middle of the street, and an animal walks by and falls in, the owner is not liable. Why? Because a typical animal, looks where it's going, it's looking down, it would see the bar. So under normal circumstances, an animal would see a bar, it'll go around it. If for some reason it doesn't, it's spacing out, techles, whatever it's doing, and it falls into the bar, that is considered an oinus. There we say the nizik kind of brought it upon himself. And in that case, the baal habar, the person who dug the ditch, is not responsible. Now this applies only during the day. On the other hand, if during at night the shor falls in, there the person who dug the bar is responsible because what do you want from the shor? It couldn't see. It also does not apply. It applies only when a regular shor falls in. However, if a shor katan, the shor is a katan, is a child. Now I don't think when you look at an ox, you go with Hilchos Bar Mitzvah. It doesn't mean he's 13 years old. It means he's a katan. It's an immature shor. Or if he is a shaita, actually, or a suma, if it's blind, or if it's a shaita, it's a crazy shor. So in that case, if it falls in, that's not considered his negligence, if you will, and there the baal habar is going to be responsible. Now, it's hard, I don't really know how to define what a shor that is a shaita is. I guess you'll need an animal psychologist or something to test the shor to see whether it was normal or not. But be that as it may, if the shor should have seen the bar and should have avoided it, it was during the day, it was a normal shor, then the baal habar is not responsible because it's the baal shor contributed to the hezek. It's only when it's at night or the shor is a child or a shaita, in that case, the baal habar is going to be responsible. Now, even in this case, even by a normal shor where you're potter because we say the shor should have avoided it. There's a machlokes mechab and Ramah, but the Ramah differentiates between whether the shor got killed or just got damaged. In other words, if there's a deep ditch, the shor falls in and gets killed, there we say a typical shor is smart enough to avoid it, and if it falls in the middle of the day, it's not the baal habar's fault, it's the baal shor contributed, and therefore he's potter. On the other hand, if you have a ditch that's 3 or 4 tefachim deep, so although a shor watches where it's going, they don't always exhibit the best judgment. And therefore, it's possible the shor just said, okay, what's the big deal? It's 4 tefachim, and it wasn't careful, and it fell in. So if there's hezek, there we do not blame the baal shor, and you have to pay for the hezek. It's only by misa, it's only when it's this 10 tefach deep thing, which the norm of a shor is to avoid it, there already there's no liability if it falls in. Now, a person is different. If a person falls into a bar, there we say it's the baal habar's fault. Because although an animal watches where it's going, and although an animal is expected to notice it and to walk around it, people tend to space out. A person's thinking, he's thinking and learning, he's not staring down on the ground while he's walking, and therefore digging a bar, b'shus harabim, if someone falls in, that is considered a person's achrayis. We don't blame the person for falling in, and there, the baal habar is going to be responsible. It's like this. So although if a person falls into a bar, we blame the baal habar. We say that we don't blame the person because people there do not stare down on the ground while they're walking. Nevertheless, by a bar, there's a gzeiras hakasef. And more darshins, shor v'loy adam, chamor v'loy kelim. The examples, the liability of bar is on either a shor or a chamar, an ox or a donkey that fall into the bar. The Gemara darshins shor v'loy adam chamar v'loy kelim. Shor v'loy adam, if a person falls into a bar, the bala bar is not responsible. He only has to pay for an animal that gets hurt. If a person falls in, you're potter. Now this exception is only by misa. Notice if you have a bar that's 10 tzvachim, a person falls in and is killed, we have a gzeiras hakasev, the bala bar is not responsible. However, if the bar is not 10 tzvachim, the person falls in and simply gets hurt, there's a hezek, there, even by Adam, a person's responsible. So if a person, if you dig a ditch in the middle of the street, someone drives by and gets hurt. So even though Sharvel Adam Chamav Kalim, an Adam is Nismai, normally a bar does not have to pay for the damage to a person. That's only by Misa. However, by Hezek, you are responsible, and you will have to pay for the person's Hezek. Not Boishas and not Tsar, but for the actual Hezek, you will have to pay. Okay, so first of all, it's a Gzeiras HaKasev. It happens to be there's a fascinating discussion the other way. What happens if he falls into the bar and he dies? Now, if he dies on impact, so clearly it's Nismayed from the Pasuk. What happens, the Chazon Ish discusses, what happens if he falls in, he breaks his leg or something, and now the next day he dies. Chazon Ish says, Ein Echanami on the Misa your Potter, but maybe we Mechayev him for the fact that he broke his leg first. So Chazon Ish goes back and forth. He's been tired to say, once you have a Gzeiras HaKasev, he says, you're going to be Potter completely. But that's as far as the hezek of a person. So if you dig a bar b'shus harabim, person comes by and drives his car and gets hurt, still even though the miut will not patter you from the hezek of the person. The second gzeiras hakasev is something which is much more relevant, and that is shor v'loy chamor v'loy kelim, that the chiyuv of bar is on an animal that falls in. However, if a keli, if you own something, you have something which is not alive, you have a computer, you drive, or for that matter, your car. Someone makes a pothole in the street, person's driving his car, he goes into the pothole, he smashes up his car. So although the car caused all of this damage, nevertheless, shor v'loy adam chamor v'loy kelim, a car is a keli. And therefore, there is no chiyuv to pay for a keli for a bar. And therefore, in most cases of bar where caused damage to a person's property, usually people do not get hurt, and very few animals are roaming the streets. So normally, when there's a discussion of bar, it's a discussion of someone's car got smashed up. So shor v'loy adam chamor v'loy kelim will say that a person's pater. This is nice in b'chol yoyim. A person parks his car in a place where it shouldn't be, or he makes a short stop. Another car smashes into him. Now, even in a case where it's clearly the first person's fault, he was in a place where he didn't belong, he had no business stopping in the middle of the street. Nevertheless, the damage that occurred to the second car is generally, it's not Adam HaMazik. The first person didn't be a dime do the damage. He just put his car in a place where it does not belong. So therefore, when the second car hit him and was damaged, it is a case of kalim being damaged by a bar, and therefore, shor v'loy adam chamor v'loy kalim will be very hard to be mechayiv. Again, perhaps if he's holding on to the brake, that'll be doing to the case of zeba b'chavitzai, zeba b'chayrosai. We discussed that, I think, when we discussed the halachos of adam hamazik, but that's a chiddush, and that's an extreme case. That's the case of Zeba b'chavita v'zeba b'kairasai. Mukhi Yosef over there says that if you're holding a beam, you're holding a person is holding it and he stops. So and someone smashes it in, and someone walks into it. So in that case, the person holding the beam is Adam Hamazik. When he puts it down and now someone it's on the street and someone falls smashes into it, there it's a question of bar. It's a question of and you have Xer Sakasov. So it really. So that's why if you're directly supporting it, you'll be Adam HaMazik. You will not have this Gzeiras HaKasev once it's on the just lying there. You park your car. You get out of the car, and even though it's parked illegally in a place where it shouldn't be, nevertheless, any damage that's caused by someone hitting it, that will be bar. Now, what we discussed back then in that shiur was maybe when you're holding on to the brake, slamming on the brake, and your kayak is stopping the car from moving. Perhaps that's the equivalent of holding on to the beam. Again, it's a chiddush, but perhaps. Yeah, so the reason why a keli is patur is shvirasan zuhi misasan. that by an animal can get damaged, an animal can die. It's two separate things. By a keli, any time it gets damaged, it, in a sense, it's dead. It's at least partially dead. And what? Yes, the tire is dead. Yeah, it's true. The rest of the car might be fine, but the tire is dead. Now, there is a chiddush. The Stipler says he has a case where you cause something to become klayim. Now, again, how a bar causes something to be klayim is a good question. It's talking about the mechitzas akerim shenifritzu, whatever the case is. There he wants to say that if the whole reason why you're patur on kelim is because shviras and zu misasa, and when you break it, it's like it's dead, that's when you take a tire, you bust it. The tire is now dead. However, if you have fruits that are perfectly edible, the pshat is just now there's an isser, it's klayim, you can't eat it. He says you can't say shviras and zu misasa on something which didn't change physically, it just became now asr, and therefore he suggests that the chiddush of chamor v'loy kelim will not apply and that you'll be, and you'll be chayiv. Now again, it's not a very common case, and it's a chiddush, but you do find such a svara. I did see another Achron extended, and this is a much bigger chiddush. He says if you make something dirty, he says also if all you're going to do is clean it off, but pshat is you have to pay for a dry cleaning. He says that case you cannot say shviras and zuvim misasa. Again, I'm not saying this halacha l'maisa. Just you do find some Achronim that deal with the svara shviras and zuvim misasa and make exceptions based on that. Correct. Correct. The, at the end of the day, your chiyuv is not al adam hamazik; it's chiyuv because of mamon hamazik, and there's a gzeiras gosa sharvel and chamar v'lekele. Now, let's take your question a step further. You don't like your neighbor, and you're going ahead. You're putting your nails in front of his house. Sure enough, the next day he drives his car out and totally destroy all four tires. Your potter sharvel adam chamar v'lekele. This is gzeiras gosa. Have you done anything wrong? Yes or no? You know what? Lifneiver. So the question is like this. When the Lissan. Okay. So the question is like this. When you have the. When the Torah is. Like, let's take a step back for a moment. As we pointed out, there's no Adam Hamasik. You didn't directly bust the tires. You were at most a grum. Nevertheless, the Torah says on Bor Yerchayev. When the Torah says on bar yerchayev, the Torah made an exception. Although there's a gedir as a kasher v'chayev on bar, that's only on shor and chamar. When the hezek happens to when a person is killed or kalim are damaged, the Torah says there's no chiyuv. How do we understand that ptur? Is the Torah saying that it's not that the mazik of bar is only a mazik for chamar and shor, but for anything else it's not called a mazik at all? Or is it just saying you don't have to pay? B'chashmul's hachra is that he says davar pashut it is a mazik. He says there's a chiyuv latzis deis shemayim yirei v'nisr. All the Torah means is you don't have to pay. The Chazanish is unsure. He says perhaps we learn out when the Torah says sharvel v'chamal v'kelim, it's telling you the chiddush of bar that you're responsible for what happens when you dig a bar. He says perhaps that chiddush only applies to shor v'chamar. And he is mitzadeh. He doesn't say he's not machriya like this. He says perhaps there's no chiyuv latzis deis shemayim. Chazanish is not coming to say that it's mutter. Chazanish is just coming to say there's no chiyuv latzis deis shemayim. As we pointed out, there's difference between something being aser and chiyuv latzis deis shemayim. Chiyuv latzis deis shemayim means that bidei shemayim you have to pay, and if you don't pay, you're not yoytze bidei shemayim. When you come up to shemayim, they're going to want to know why didn't you pay? You had a responsibility. Now bezin can't enforce it. It's not a chiyuv in bezin. It's chiyuv latzis deis shemayim, but it's a chiyuv nonetheless. Now, in some cases, it's certainly an avla. I would agree with you. The after reicha, all of the isurim we mentioned probably apply. But the question is it just an Isser, now you have to ask for Mechila? Or is there a Chiyuv Lotzei Sidei Shemayim? So Baruch Ber is learning there's a Chiyuv Lotzei Sidei Shemayim. Bezin can't enforce it, but you want to know if you owe him the money or you should pay him, there's a Chiyuv Bidei Shemayim to actually pay. According to Chazanish, there won't be Chiyuv Bidei Shemayim. Avada, it'll be an Avla for the after Reicha, whatever the Isser will be, but that Avla doesn't translate into a Chiyuv even Bidei Shemayim. Now, in truth, even in a case where a person gets hurt, where there is a chiyuv b'dei adam, it is not so clear that Bezdin can deal with it today. Because as we've discussed, Bezdin today, we do not have smuchim, We do not have, today even when someone has smicha, it's not the smicha, the ishmi, pishmi from Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not true smicha, we're not mumchim, and therefore there are limitations on what Bezin is allowed to deal with. The general rule is, that shlichusayu ka'avdinon, Bezin today are considered shluchim of the Bezin of smuchim in Eretz Yisrael in the time of smuchim, but it's only by something which is shchiach and there's a chesar and kiss. The shach and simen aleph brings down from the marshal, that bor and eish are not shchiach. It is not very common for a person to dig a ditch in the middle of a street and to cause damage to a person or to another shor. Because it's lo shchiach, the shach says there's no shlichusayu kavdinon, and Bezin can't deal with it at all. No, it does mean tfisa will help. If you're typhus it, then you are owed the money, and if you're typhus it, you'll be able to keep it. However, the halacha is Bezin cannot be done it, and there's no way to force the person to pay. Now, although the shach brings this down b'shem the marshal, the pischei tshuva over there brings down from many achronim that argue, and halacha l'maisa we are done bar and eish today. So in conceptually, at least, if a person digs a bar, causes damage, Bezin will force him to pay. However, as we've spoken out, it's fairly uncommon. Because the normal case that you're chayiv is by shor or chamar, today we don't have many pets walking around, that's not what happens. So the only time it can happen, the normal case is kalim. A person's car gets hit and damaged. There's a patur of kalim, and therefore, although there may be chiv vatzis de shemayim, certainly that's not something that Bezin can enforce. The only case where it's relevant for Bezin to enforce is if a person gets hurt in a bar, where he's hurt, it's hezek, not misa, there's a chiv and Bezin can enforce, so at least conceptually Bezin will be able to be goyiv with the direct hezek that was caused, but of course the tzar and the baishas, that you can be patur on regardless. Thank you.